Today we are doing Brachos Daf Nun Amud Aleph. We left off Daf Mem Tes and Beis at the bottom right at the Gemara. So remember what the Mishnah was talking about, whether you change the text of how you do a Zimun based on the numbers of people that you have. If you have 3 people, if you have 10 people, if you have, what were the other numbers that were important?
100,
1,000, 10,000. But then we also said there's another slight nuance of difference. If there's one more, if it's 3 versus 4, right, if it's 10,000 versus 10,001, what difference does it make? What difference does it make if it's 10,000 or 10,001? Right, Nevarech means let us bench. So together, I'm including myself. That's if there are 3 people, let's say. But if there are 3 besides for me, so I'll say Baruchu. You guys alone are big enough to bench, right? I don't even have to include myself. Says the Gemara. 2 lines at the bottom. Amar Shmuel, li'olam al yotzi adam es atzmo min haklal. A person should never exclude himself from the group by saying Baruch Hu. You say Baruch Hu, you're excluding yourself. You're saying, hey, you guys bench. No, you have to be part of it. You should say Nevarech. Says the Gemara, Tnan, b'shlosh v'hu, Amar Baruch Hu. But wait a second. Our Mishnah says that if there are 3 people besides you, say Baruch Hu. So you are supposed to exclude yourself from the group, apparently, according to our Mishnah. Question mark. Answers the Gemara, Ema Af Baruch Hu. The Mishnah just means to say that even if you say Baruch Hu, that works too. But Mikal Makom Nevarech Adin. But certainly it's better to say Nevarech. Why is it better to say Nevarech? Then you're including yourself, and always better to include yourself. Interestingly, Tosfos says that the word Adif in this context, what does Adif always mean? Better, stronger. Says Tosfos, Lav Dafka Adif. Not really better, it's the same. Meaning what the Mishnah is telling me can't be a b'di'eved. The Mishnah says, you know, say you say Baruch Hu. That can't be like the second best, because why would the Mishnah say that? Why would the Mishnah tell me to do it? It must
be
No, but the Gemara is not saying it's Machlokes tonight. So the Mishnah must mean that they're equally good. They're both equally fine. Not the Mashmos of the Gemara at all, by the way, as we're about to see. We're going to learn in the Mishnah at the bottom of this page. Vav nechlakin adyud. Let's say you have 3 people and you decide you don't want to do a Zimun. You want each guy to bench on their own. Is that okay? No. Let's say you have 4 people. Can they split up? No. 5 people? No. 6 people? Yes. 7?
Yes.
8? 9? 10? No. Right? So if you have 6 or 7 people, you're allowed to divide up into 2 groups. But wait a second. One of those groups is only going to have 3. And if they only have 3, they're not going to be able to say Baruch Hu. They're only going to be able to say Nevarech. If Baruch Hu is really better than Nevarech, they shouldn't be allowed to split. They shouldn't be allowed to split if they had more than 3 to begin with, and they're going to end up with just 3 in the group. So you see from there, Ella, Iam Bishlam and Nevarech Adif Mishamachin Nechlakin. If Nevarech is better, I get why they could split. Eliam Baruch Hu Adif. But if Baruch Hu is better, am I Nechlakin? Why are they allowed to split and lose out that Baruch Hu? Elav Shmamina Nevarech Adif Shmamina. So we see that Nevarech is better, or the way Tos translates it, Nevarech is just as good. Iam. Tani Namiyachi, we have a brisa that says just like this. Bein Shom Baruch Hu, Bein Shom Nevarech, Ein Tov Sinos Al Kach. Whether someone says Baruch Hu, whether someone says Nevarech, don't chop him on it. You shouldn't get upset about that. V'hanakdonin Tov Sinos Al Kach. But nakdonin chop people on things like this. They get upset. What are nakdonin? Yeah, you know those annoying grammar people? No, the dikduk is not exactly, come on, stop it. Right? So those kinds of people. So in fact, the Masoret Shas quotes a girsa, the hanakronin, that the Aruch says hanakronin, that people who are medaktik shalolot sorech, they get too detail-oriented, and they get upset about the smallest things that really are not necessary at all. And then he says, and Lashon Aravi, in Arabic, we call it Al-Mankar, such people. So Nathan Payman just told me that in Persian, which is very similar to Arabic, Al-Mankar means a Yaki. He said it means someone who acts like a German. Isn't that interesting? No? So this is pretty... But in Masorah Shas, he says, no, Alman Kar is from Lashem Nikur, that a tarnagol is menaker ba'ashba, pecks away in the garbage, you know? So it's like this person pecking away at every little stupid thing that he wants to bother you about. So that's what we're saying, that those kinds of people will be tofes, that they will get upset at you for excluding yourself from the group if you don't say Nevarech. Then the Gemara just comments. Actually, let's do main points over here. Main point number four on the bottom of the previous summit. It's always better to say Nevarech than Barchu, because Al Yotzi Adam Asatzma Min HaKlal. Better to say Nevarech than Barchu, because a person shouldn't exclude himself. Good. Now the Gemara says, Umi birchosav shel adam nikarim talmud chacham hu imlav. From the way a person benches, you can tell if he's a talmud chacham or not. Ketzad, what should you be on the lookout for to see if he's a talmud chacham or not? You would think, kavana, how slow, how carefully. No, we're going to talk about the wording of it, how he words the benching. Rebbe Omer uvetuvo hareza talmud chacham. Umituvo hareza bor. If a person says ubituvo, he's a talmud chacham. If he says umituvo, he's a boor. A boor is lower than an amaretz. Gemara in Sota says an amaretz is someone who knows no Torah, but he may know law or medicine or politics. Or a boor is empty, knows nothing, right? An absolute nothing. So if a person says umituvo, he's a boor. Why? What's so bad about umituvo? So umituvo sounds much more limited. That uvituvo, you're saying all of God's goodness, you know, that you're blessing him for. Umituvo, a little bit, some of it, from God's goodness. So you're being much more limiting in how you're willing to praise Hashem. Amalei Abayi Ravdimi Vaksiv Umi Birchascha Yivarech Beis Avdechal Yalam. Doesn't the pasuk say that from your blessings, meaning also very limited, you should bless your servant's house forever? So don't you see that it's okay to say from your blessings? Answers the Gemara, b'she'ela shayni. When you're davening, you can ask for a little bit. When you're thanking Hashem, you better thank him in the most expansive way possible. What's the difference? Why, when you're thanking, should you thank broadly, and when you're asking and davening, should you ask in a more limited way? What? Yeah, you don't be chaya, you know, don't be chazu. You're asking Hashem for a favor. Don't say, oh, and more. Hashem, I don't want $1 million, I want $1 billion. You know, that's not the way you go and you make a request. So b'she'e l'shayni, when you make your request of a Kodesh Baruch, you're more limited. Says, oh, but wait a second. B'she'e nami, aksiv harachev pichav amaleu. Even about she'ela, you know, the pasuk says, you can broaden your mouth and I'll fill it, whatever it is. Hashem says, I'll fill whatever the needs are. So don't feel limited. And Sigmara, who would be very Torah-ksi? That's when you're davening to become a Talmud Chacham. A lot of times people have the opposite attitude. When it comes to material wealth, oh, it's never enough. I need more and more and more. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, okay, so maybe I'll be Maver Sedra, and that will be good enough. I'll be happy with that. No, not good enough. We have to want more and more and more for Divrei Torah. So main point number one, we thank God for all of his goodness, but we only ask for a little. Unless we're asking for Torah. Continuing along the theme of how to tell if someone is a Talmud Chacham from his benching, Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Bituvo Chayinu or is a Talmud Chacham? Bituvo Chayinu, that's a Talmud Chacham. But if he doesn't say Chayinu, he says Chayim, Hareza Bor. Then he's a Bor. Then he's a nobody. Why? What's the difference? Chayim sounds like other people. Chayinu, you're including your own life. Narbalai Masin Yibcha, Narbalai learned the opposite, but we don't paskin like the Naharbalai. They thought Chayim is better because Chayim includes all of humanity, whereas Chayinu is just the people around the table. Amr B'Yochanan, Nevarech Shachalu Mishalo, Hareza Talmud Chacham. If you say Nevarech Shachalu Mishalo, you're a Talmud Chacham. Lemi Shachalu Mishalo, Hareza Bor. But if you say Lemi Shachalu Mishalo, that's a Bor. Why? Because Shachal Mishalo sounds like there's one source for everybody's food. And who is that one source? Hashem. Lemi Shachal Mishalo sounds like, oh, I got someone who gives me my food. You got someone who gives you your food. You got someone who gives you your food. Makes it sound like there are multiple sources. So we couldn't possibly be talking about Hashem. Who would we be talking about? Oh, whoever my host is, whoever your host is, whoever, you know, everyone's got their own food supplier. So much better to say a lashon that makes it very, very clear that you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't we say Lemi and Lemi makes it sound more like you're talking about a human being? And so Gemara, no. Look what it's saying. Lemi shaslav sin v'lanu eskal. What did we say? Eskal hanisim ha'elu. What's a nace? What's a nace? A miracle. Do people do miracles? No, God does miracles. It's obvious you're talking about Hashem when you're talking about miracles. Over there, it's obvious. Man of a nisi. Who makes nisim? Kutchabrichu. There's only one. Hashem makes nisim. Omer b'yochnu. Baruch sha'achalnu mishlo, raise the Talmud Chacham. If you say Baruch sha'achalnu mishlo, that's a good way to do it. That's Talmud Chacham. Al ha'mazon sha'achalnu, raise a board. If you say al ha'mazon sha'achalnu, that's a board. Why? Because when you say Baruch Shachal Mishlo, means everything comes from Hashem. Alamazon makes it sound like only food, which means it makes it sound like you're being Mevarich Lebalabayis. Because it sounds like you're blessing someone who only gives you food, but doesn't give you other things. So that's the Balabayis. Hashem gives you everything. All of these concerns of making it sound like maybe you're blessing the Balabayas and not Hashem, that's only if you're benching with a three-person mezuzah, because you're not saying Hashem's name. But when you're benching with the minyan, what do you add into the wording of the zimun when you bench with the minyan? Elokeinu. So you're saying Shem Shemayim Muchamilsa. Then it's obvious that it's Hashem. Kiditznan ki inyan shumavarich kachal nachrav. Like the Mishnah says, you know that the response to the benching should be similar to the leading of the benching. That Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Elokei Atzvakos Yosef Akruvim Alamazon Shachalnu. You're clearly saying, you're clearly identifying that it's all Hashem. Yeah, and then you can say Allah Muslim, right. Echad Asara, the Echad Asara Riba. Whether you have 10 people, or whether you have 10,000, 100,000 people, right, Asara Riba, 100,000. Whether you have 10 people, or whether you have 100,000 people, you say the same text. That was the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. So it says Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. Wait, that's a contradiction, because Amrit, on the one hand you say, Echad Asara, Vechad Asara Ribo, whether you have 10, whether you have 100,000, Amaki Adadi Ninu. That makes it sound like 10 and 100,000 gets the same text. Vahadar Katani, but then it says, Bimeya Omer, Be'elef Omer, Be'ribo Omer. It started telling us, oh, if you have 100 people, add this word. If you have 1,000 people, add that word. If you have 10,000 people, add that word. It kept on changing it, so it's not all the same. Answers Gemara Amar Rav Yosef Lo Kasha. It's not a contradiction; it is a machlokas. How Rav Yosef Aglili, Rav Akiva. Rav Yosef Aglili thinks you're supposed to change it based on the number of people. Rav Akiva thinks you're not. It's not. Rav Yosef Aglili Omer Lefi Rov Hakal Hey Mevarchim. Rav Yosef Aglili holds that based on how large a crowd it is, that's how you do the bracha. Shenemar. How do I know that, says Rabbi Yosef Aglili? Because the pasuk says, "B'makelos baruchu elokim." So makelos means in the congregation. Depending on the size of the congregation, that's how you are mevarich. And Rabbi Akiva, mematzinu beisakneses. Rabbi Akiva said, "No, but I have a raya from shuls. What happens if you daven in a minyan with 10 people? How do they start mariv?" Baruchu es Hashem amvarach. And what if there were 10,000 people at the minyan? Sima Shas, 80,000 people, MetLife Stadium. How do they start Maariv? Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amvarach. It doesn't change. It's the same thing. Says Rabbi Kiva, why should benching change? So Rabbi Kiva says, it doesn't change. It's always the same. So again, Rabbi Yosef really holds that you change it based on how many people. Makelos tells you to change it. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's just like in davening, it's the same here. It's also the same. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with Rabbi Yosef Aglili's pasuk? What was Rabbi Yosef Aglili's pasuk? Good. So he used the pasuk to teach us the following strange drasha. How do I know that even the fetuses in their mother's wombs sang Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf? Shenemar b'makelos baruch elokim Hashem mimakor Yisrael, that they all blessed Hashem mimakor Yisrael, even from the womb. Yeah. V'idach, Rabbi Yosef Glili would respond, mimakor nafka. Yeah, that's from the word makar. But from the word makelos, I could still learn that you were just benching based on the number of people. Amar Rava halach Rabbi Akiva. Rava says halach zek Rabbi Akiva. Main point number two. Machlokas tanoim, whether we alter the text of Zimun for higher numbers of people after 10. And that machlokas revolves around what to do with the pasuk b'makelos baruch elokim. How does a fetus sing audibly? You would think the voice would be muffled. Plus, their lungs are full of liquid.
Kriyas Yamsuf would not
stop. Right. I guess if God could do Kriyas Yamsuf, he could probably. Maybe the liquid in their lungs split and they were able to. Okay. Says. This is a little bit of a unusual Gemara. Normally, like, if you learn a halacha from a pasuk, and someone wants to disagree with that halacha, we're going to say, oh, what do you do with the pasuk? And you're going to have to learn a different halacha from that pasuk.
Ping pong like he normally does.
No, not just that. Over here, we're not learning halacha. We're learning some, a vart, a nice vart Torah, nagadata. Like, you can learn a halacha from a pasuk and still say, like, 50 nice vart Torah on the pasuk. Like, there's no contradiction in that. So I don't know what the halacha is that the Ubar is saying Shira. I don't know. Ravina Rav Chaim Bar Buzi Yiklul Be'er Rish Kalusa. Ravina Rav Chaim Bar Buzi went to visit the house of the Rish Kalusa. Come Rav Chaim v'kamad Arbe Me'ah. So Rav Chaim got up and he wanted to do a head count, see if they had 100 people to adjust the bracha accordingly. Amalei Ravina Lot Shichas. You don't need to check if we have 100. Because Hachi Yom Rav, Alech Rabbi Kiva, we pass on Rabbi Kiva anyway. And what does Rabbi Kiva hold?
It's
no change. Once you have a minion, it's all the same. Amar Rav, Ki Achlinan Rivta Be'er Rish Kalusa. When we would eat bread by the Reish Kalusa, Mivarchinon Gimel Gimel, we would bench in groups of three. I have a liver chayud yud. Why don't they bench in groups of 10? Isn't that a halachically better thing to do? Shomer Reish Kalusa ve'ikbid. No, they're afraid that would make too much of a ruckus, and the Reish Kalusa would notice that they're benching without him. You know, they're breaking off the bench, and he might get upset. Like, imagine you're at a wedding and you want to leave early. So you get together a group of 50 people to bench when the wedding party is not benching for another whatever till after dessert. So that's not nice to do, to make a big scene out of it. So you get a few people at your table and you bench together a few people at the table. Even though that everyone knows, the balabatim, the people who are the balei simcha, know that you're not staying till the end. They realize that only the aunts and uncles are around at the end of, you know, at the benching. They realize that. But it's not nice. It's not a nice thing to do. So they didn't want the Reish Kalusa to get upset. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Are you allowed to bench early at a wedding? I mean, let's say you have a group of way more than 10 people there. Now you're going to just bench with a mezumin, with just three people together at your table? Why are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to break off to smaller groups. So Moshe holds, based on Ramah, that if you declare at the outset that you're not being koveya yourself with everybody else, so you're not really eating together, that's good enough. It's a big chiddush, because you would think, you can't declare it. You're eating with everyone. You know, I declare I'm not eating with you. Good, now let's eat together. You are eating with everybody. What do you mean you're not eating with everybody? But Ramesh holds, he has a Ramah that backs it up, and he thinks it's based on this Gemara. Because otherwise, how are they allowed to do this by the Reish Kalusa? It must be that they declared at the beginning, we're not joining together with everybody else, even though they were eating, they were all together. But they're allowed to make such a declaration. Ask the Gemara, V'nifku b'bruchas Reish Kalusa, why didn't they just wait for the Reish Kalusa to bench and be yotze with him? So I did da'af shu kuleyam lo shami, because it got very noisy and they wouldn't be able to hear the benching of the Reish Kalusa. Omer Rabba Tosfa, hani gimel dekarchi rifta ba'de adadi. If you have three people that are eating together, v'kadim chad minay u'barich, l'dayte, and one of them decides he wants to bench early, inu nafkin b'zimun didei, the others can be yotze with his zimun, he cannot be yotze with their zimun. Because once he's already benched, he can't then answer to their zimun later. But if he's benching right now, they can answer to his Zimun right now, even though they're not ready to bench yet. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel, that said in the Mishnah, that when you get a lot of people together in shul, you don't say Baruch Hu Hashem, you say Baruch Hu Hashem Ha Mevorach. So what, right, you have to add that extra word, Ha Mevorach. Raf from Bar Papa, and who disagreed? Who said Baruch Hu Hashem? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, I don't care if you have 10 people or 100,000 people, it's Baruch Hu Hashem in shul. Rabbi Shmuel says, not Baruch Hu Hashem, it's Baruch Hu Hashem Ha Mevorach. So Rav from our papa iklal beknishta da Abi Gibar. Rav from our papa went to the shul of Abi Gibar. Kam kara b'sifra, he got up for his aliyah. Va'amar baruchu es Hashem v'ishtik v'lamar mevorach. He said baruchu es Hashem, and then he didn't finish it off with hamavorach. So what happens? What happens? What would happen if that happened in your shul? Someone gets up and says baruchu es Hashem. Everyone starts screaming, Baruch Hashem Mevorach. So that's exactly what happened. Avshu Kuli Alma, Baruch Hashem Mevorach. Everyone started screaming, no, I'm Mevorach, you got it wrong. So Rava said to him, said to Rav and Bar Papa, he said, Uch, apasyo uchma, you blackened pot. Bahadi plukta lamalach. It wasn't a compliment. Why are you getting involved in this machlokas? Meaning, you should have done like Rabbi Yishmael. Va'ora no galma, Rabbi Yishmael. Not only does Rabbi Akiva admit that Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach is fine, and therefore you could have done like Rabbi Yishmael, even according to Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Yishmael anyway. Everyone does like Rabbi Yishmael on this issue. So why would you get involved in such a thing? So that's the next main point, the story of the guy who was criticized for not saying Hamavorach when he got his aliyah. It doesn't tell us what his answer was. Probably what he responded was that if I think Rabbi Akiva, I don't think Rabbi Akiva would be moded to Rabbi Yishmael. Meaning is what the criticism was, even Rabbi Akiva would agree it's okay to say Hamavarach, nothing wrong with it. He might say, why would you think that? Rabbi Akiva said Baruch Hu Hashem, you're just allowed to add things? Let's say, you know, I want to make a bracha, shakol niyeh b'dvaro. Can I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, elokeinu melech haolam, shahakol bein ha-shulchanos, bein ha-shtenders, bein ha-kisaos, bein ha-pas ve-alechem niyeh b'dvaro. Can I just add in whatever, just wax poetic? No, you're not allowed to do that. Why are you not allowed to do that? Good. When the Rabbanan institute a bracha, it's called being Mishana Mimadbeya Shetav Chachamim Bracha. So Chacham made a bracha, they said, this is the bracha. You can't just add words. So he would probably say, I can't just add words. Rabbi Akiva says, Baruch Hashem, I can't just add Ham Baruch. And you know what they would probably answer to him? It's one thing to add words in the middle. Once you say Baruch Hashem, so you said it. To add another word afterwards is probably not called, there's a note of Yehuda that says that way, in the Tshuva, that it's not called Mishanim Abayash Tov Chamim if you add an extra word after you've already said the entire text.
Can't you ask it for himself? Like, didn't Rabbi Gamliel, like, way at the beginning, ask him for himself about
he could ask him for himself, but
so
he was...
Why would he yell that? He could ask him for himself.
And they can criticize him, because they could disagree with the Psa.
Then why call him a blackened pot?
Because that was the way they disagreed back then. They were getting mad at him because they were saying, why would you... Their criticism was not that you're wrong. Their criticism was that even the one you're paskening like would hold that it's fine to do the other way, so why get involved? You can avoid the machlokas entirely. So, okay, well, they're saying that's the way we understand the machlokas. Says the Mishnah. Last thing we can do is the Mishnah. Gimel sha'achuch ka'achas ein rashan lechalek. If you have three people eat together, they cannot split up to bench. V'chein dalid, and if same with four, v'chein chamish, and same with five. Because obviously some of those people are not going to have a zimun if they split up. Vav nechlakin, if you have six people, they can split up, ad asara. Until you get to 10. V'asara ein nechlakin ad chaf. 10 people can't split up until you get to 20. Shtei chabur shayi ochlus b'bayis echad. If you have two groups of people eating in the same house, if some of the people in one group see some of the people in the other group, they can get together to bench together. The imlav, but if they can't, none of the people in one group can see the people in the other group. Elu mezan liatzman, ve'elu mezan liatzman. Then they have to bench separately. Ein a separate halacha. Ein mevarchin al hayayin. Ad sheitin l'tocha mayim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. You don't make a bracha on wine unless you dilute it with some water, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Wine is inedible without water. It's not fitting for a kosher bracha. However, the Chacham say you can, that it works.